Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy.
Absolutely, cowboy!
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you another episode in the mystery of the Woman in Gray. It is late afternoon in Tom's office at the TM bar, and...
Oh, off we go into the wide blue yonder, flying high into the sky.
In thunderation. Hey, looks like you just crash-landed, Wash.
I gotta fix that rug again one of these days.
Well, Mike and I are busy right now, Wash. Did you want something?
Miss Tom. Can I get me a $5 advance on my salary for this month?
Well, sure.
Yes, you see, I gotta buy me a pair of goggles.
A pair of what?
Goggles. You know, what the birdmen wear when they fly them planes.
You mean goggles?
Yes, that's what I say, Miss Tom, goggles.
What in the name of flamethrowers and lead pushers do you want with goggles? I mean goggles.
Well, so I can learn to fly.
Learn to fly? Oh, now, Wash, wait.
Oh, golly, to goodness, Miss Tom, why not? This here's the air age, ain't it?
Not for you, it ain't.
Well, I begs to disagreement with you, Mr. Mike. Major Ed Wolcott, he say, anybody can learn to fly, this including me. Yeah, prop Wash, that's what they go call me from here on. Prop Wash.
When did Ed Wolcott tell you this, Wash?
Well, when I was over there today, see... He got the field all cleared off, and he got one hangar built already, and he got two little bitty old planes, you know. And he say he's going to take me up, and he's going to show me how to fly.
Yeah. See, it sounds like Ed's coming along with the airfield, eh, Tom?
Yes. We'll have to ride out and have a look-see before long. Well, all right, Wash, here's the $5 now. You better let Mike and me get back to our work.
Yes, sir. I take off at once. I fly!
Tumbleweeds in Texas, Texas.
I've got to fix that runway one of these days, Miss Tom. Off we go into the wide blue yonder, flying
high. Wash me around again, will he? It's always something new with Wash.
Why not, Mike?
Yes.
Now, let's see. I think we've got the district roundup just about set. Vinegar John will be in charge, and your brother Dan will be Segundo in command.
Well, now, hold on a second. I thought you was going to be in charge as usual, Tom.
No, Mike, I've got a feeling that you and I are going to be needed right here in Dobie. There's something wrong, and we've got to find out what it is.
Something wrong, all right. I can't figure what's got into folks. All of them acting like they needed to go out and hunt up something to use for a backbone.
They're scared, Mike. Powerful scared. I've learned something else, too. Cesar Chiano didn't die in that forest fire.
You mean he's still alive?
Yes, very much alive. He was picked up by a forest ranger and taken to the hospital in Capital City. Mike, since I learned this, I've done some further checking up on Chiano. This is what I found out. On his release from prison, he headed straight for Dobie. A good 5 weeks elapsed between the time he left prison and the time he showed up in the Black Mountains. That means he had plenty of time to start something here in Dobie. Results of which we can see now in the faces and actions of our friends here.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel like you're sitting on a powder keg waiting for it to go off. Yeah, but Tom... What about this woman in gray?
Well, she bothers me too, Mike. I put a tracer on her through the FBI to find out who she is, where she comes from, and what she's up to.
You figure she is up to something then,
huh? She must be, Mike. The way she acted when I talked to her, the little trick she pulled on Angus. Yes, and on me.
On duration, Tom, are you sure they air tricks?
Yes, Mike. Mental telepathy is possible, of course, but not under the conditions she pretended to be using it or in such a dramatic way. No, she's got a trick up her sleeve, and I've got to find out what it is, because she's using it for something that... Something that means trouble.
Hey, look here, Tom.
Yes, Mike?
Tom, I ain't never seen you this worried.
No, Mike, you haven't. For a very good reason. I've never been this worried before.
Worried? Tom has reason to be worried, as we'll learn in a moment. But first, Straight Shooters, you've probably tried a lot of different cereals. But one of these days, your mother's going to bring home a gay red and white checkerboard package with Shredded Ralston written across the front of it. When you open up the package and those crisp, toasty little Shredded Ralston bite-sized biscuits come tumbling out, you're going to say, gee, I never saw a cereal like this before. Then you'll pour on some milk and maybe you'll even pile on your favorite fruit. And when you taste the first delicious spoonful, you'll say to yourself, boy, this is it. This is the cereal I've been waiting for. Yes, sir. Shredded Ralston is the cereal everyone gets excited about. It has a flavor so unusual, so different, so popular, the flavor secret is patented. And Shredded Ralston is whole wheat the way you like it. Baked into little bite-sized biscuits that fit right on your spoon. It's the cereal your pal Tom Mix recommends to give you cowboy energy. The kind of energy you need to be a leader, a winner, and a real straight shooter. Now, we find ourselves in a room at the hospital in Capital City. A small, dark man with a hard face sits at a window. He wears a blue bathrobe. As he gazes out the window into the distance, the lights of Capital City have begun to twinkle in the late April twilight.
Oh, thank you, nurse.
Hello, Cuticle.
Hello.
It's about time you got here. Sit down, we got lots to talk over. Never mind holding your hand out like that. All you want is for me to look at your beautiful nails.
Well,
but sit down. We got a little time, and the nurse will give us about 10 minutes before she comes in again. How are things going in Dobie?
Well, I knew you'd want to know about that, so I made the rounds of the town today. Now, let me see. I made a list of the people I talked to. Oh, yes, here it is. Old Hickory, George Griswold, Lige Anderson, Nick Cofelio,
yeah,
Lee Wong, Angus McPhee, Jed Parker.
That's enough, that's enough. You made the rounds, and we still got these yokels under our thumbs, eh? Even though I'm not there?
John, if you threw a scare into them, they won't forget. But with Bix back now, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, the scare is bound to wear off. You know, like polish off of a nail.
Oh, no, it won't wear off, bright boy. Listen to what I got to say and follow it. I say this modestly. Mix may be smart, but I got an amazing brain, too. You know what I mean?
Well, I've always said that...
Shut up and listen to my plan.
Hmm.
I'm going to control Dobie. Once I control Dobie, it should be an easy matter to force Mix out. Once Mix is forced out, we got the perfect hideout for anybody wants to use it. You know what I mean?
Well...
A torpedo typewriter, some shield, no? It's got to have a place to hide. We got it. We got Tom Mix's old hometown. Anybody think of looking for him here? No. So he comes here, we keep him safe on ice till the heat's off. And he pays plenty. It's a gold mine.
Well, yes, but Chano, if you're here in the hospital...
I'm not going to be here in the hospital. You're going to get me out.
Get you out?
Yes. You get me released and have me moved to a small private hospital. There's a place right here in Capital City. You can do it. Simple. Once I'm in the private hospital, I can operate without any trouble. You see to it I get a private room, private telephone, all the fixing. Get it?
Yes, I think I do. Oh, I do wish you had an emery board. This nail does bother me.
I know how to fix that nail, Cuticle.
You do?
Yeah. Just fail to do what I'm telling you to do. You won't have anything to worry about after that.
Now, Cesar Chiano, by his own estimate, has a remarkable brain. Perhaps it is remarkable, though the records prove that criminals are never as smart as they think they are. However, we must agree that Cesar Chiano's brain has thought of every angle of his plan, and obeying the commands of its master, is expertly taking care of all that might be expected to occur. But unfortunately for Cesar Chiano, this remarkable brain of his has failed to take care of the unexpected. How could this brain, for instance, know about the woman in gray? Well, it couldn't. And so it comes about that although Cesar Chiano proposed evil in one direction, the woman in gray disposed evil in quite another. Just how, we'll know in a moment or two. Right now, here's a way to wake up lazy appetites and turn those morning breakfast yawns into ear-to-ear smiles. Just reach for a red and white checkerboard package of Shredded Ralston. And when those neat little crisp, toasty Shredded Ralston bite-sized biscuits come tumbling out of the package, watch your family sit up and snap to attention. And when they pour on the milk, heap on their favorite fruit and dive in, boy, oh boy, you'll hear them sing out for second helpings before they finish their first. Shredded Ralston is a perfect breakfast for busy people. Made of nourishing whole wheat, it's so rich in energy, Even a little does a lot for you. And shredded Ralston has a flavor that's out of this world. A flavor so swell, you don't need sugar to enjoy it. Remember the name. It's shredded Ralston. Once you try it, you'll agree it tastes so grand it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. Now, consider the woman in gray. It's evening in Toby as she enters the deserted drugstore of our friend, Charlie Frisbee. Listen.
Yes, ma'am? What can I do for you?
Nothing.
Well, you must have come in here for something.
I did, Mr. Frisbee.
Well, what is it you want?
You.
I'm afraid I didn't hear you rightly. I have a splitting headache at the moment.
You heard what I said well enough. I want you.
Well, I don't understand.
You will. Some weeks ago, a man named Cesar Chiano came to this town. You know whom I mean, of course. You should. With threats of death to you and your family, he intimidated you, as he did everyone else in Dobie. Well, I'm here to tell you, Mr. Frisbee, that you need fear Mr. Chiano no longer. You see, I have certain powers which render Mr. Chiano harmless. I shall see to it that he harms neither you nor anyone in Dobie.
Say, who are you? You're strange.
My name is Griselda Gray. I possess the power of making people do anything I want them to do. Consequently, I have only to command for Mr. Chiano to obey.
If this is true, Angus McPhee told me...
Yes. By the same token, Mr. Frisbee, I can also control you.
Oh, you're kidding.
Crudely expressed. Still, a measure of your disbelief. Well, I must convince you of my unique power, as I doubtless suppose I shall be forced to convince all others in this town. Are your nerves strong, Mr. Frisbee?
Not very.
Too bad. I was about to demonstrate. Well, I can't, of course, not with your nerves in the condition you say they are. I shall content myself with a very small illustration of my power.
Is it that necessary?
Very. Sorry, Mr. Frisbee. Whether your nerves can stand it or not, I'm going to shock you a little. Thank you.